Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shiraspanzo Lunish Basarim Biyak Hashom Le'a Bezitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Zayin. The Gemara, in the second part of Amud Beis, gives us the definition of what is Lahateim and what is Lateim. Lateim is Kishuf, and Lateim is Shadim. And it comes out through the Gemara. None of these concepts, none of these types of sorcery can create anything new. So what is the difference between Kishuv and Shadim? Kishuv can take an item and change the way it looks like. You take a piece of wood and turn it into a donkey. Takes a woman and turns it into a donkey. Shade is brings about, collects all the different items from other places in the world. So two beautiful Haoras that come based on this to understand in Yonim that happened in Mitzrayim. One is the Gemara in the end of the Amud brings Rabbi Akiva that says there was one big frog, and that frog is Shritzalem. Many frogs came out of this big frog. So tells him Blozman Azario, Akiva Malachet Salagodo. He disagrees with him. Go learn and go in the holos. He says it was once for there, she sharkolehim, she whistled, and all the frogs came to this for there. Why is the Blozman Azario doesn't like the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva? So the Maharsho Givaldik. We know that, as the Gemara said earlier, that the Chartumim, only when it came to Kinim, they said Etzba Elokimhi. Meaning in the third Mako, on the third plague, they realized they can't do it, only Kadosh Baruch Hu could do it. Mashma, until then, they could have done it. They could have done the Dam, and they could have done Tzfardea. But if you learn that Tzfardea, it was one Tzfardea that brought out thousands and thousands of frogs, meaning that was a new creation of frogs. As we just learned, none, not Kishuf and not Shadim, can create something new. So why didn't the Chartumi realize when the Tzfardea was bringing out so many other frogs that it's that's Yad Hashem? They should have said that's by Elokimi. The fact that this didn't bother them, that tells me, says Blozman Azario, that it wasn't a new breed of creating a new Tzfardeim. It was only one Tzfardea gathering many Tzfardeim, gathering many frogs. That's something the Chartumi can do. So look to Masho, that's what Blozman Azario disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, because why the Chartumi realize Yad Hashem only in the third Mako, not in the second Mako? Another beautiful Aura says the Beis Halevi. Because in Parshas Vayero, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take, go in front of Paro, take his stick and turn the stick into a snake. So the Chartumim were not very impressed. And what do? They also turn their sticks into a snake. So the Pasuk says, Vayasu gamem Chartumim Mitzrayim belahateim ken. The Lashon is lahateim with a hay. Later, when Moshe Rabbeinu does the first makkah and turns the water into blood, so then it says that what the Chartumim did, the Chartumim turned the water into blood belahateim without a hay. So he explains to Beis Halevi, why did it change? Based on what the Gemara says over here, Kishuv is to turn an item to look in a different way. When you go to the water dissolves it and brings it to its original state. Shadim is just to gather things to somewhere else. There it doesn't say that the water dissolves and brings it back to its original state. So when Moshe Rabbeinu turned the stick into a snake, it just turned its appearance. The Chartumi said we could do the same thing with Kishuv. They turned the sticks into a snake. But when Moshe Rabbeinu made the water into blood, water, you can't do Kishuv in water because the water dissolves the Kishuv. So there, the Chartumi Mitzrayim couldn't turn it into water, to turn the water into blood. They had to gather blood from somewhere else. They had to use Ma'aseh Shadim. That's why it says the Latem with Arahi. And last, the Kudo, regarding the water that takes away the kishuf, says the Ben Yoyoda, that's the pshat in the mikvah. Because you go to the mikvah, you go into the water, take away all the koiches atumo, all the bad influences, bad things that a person has, and you remain tar, remain pure, with what Kadosh Baruch Hu created, without any other koiches. That is the power of the water. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava email list to watch go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.